on the line now.
Hello.
Hi, Justin.
Hey, man, what's up?
Nothing much, man. Good morning. My name is
Ed, hey,
Director of Finances and Services for your region. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. Just working.
Awesome, man. Happy to hear you're having a great start to your week, man. That's awesome. I see here that Andrew got you all qualified, as well as he took some great notes for me. Now, I'm just going to clarify a few things for myself to make sure we're selecting the absolute best package for you here today. With that, I do see that you are working with mostly residential, doing some commercial service work with about a 40-mile radius. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And with that, I do see you already have like a Home Advisor Angie's Leads page up and a website. What else are you doing for marketing and outreach for your business?
Well, right now I have a marketing team. Town Square does my marketing.
Okay. And how long have you been with them?
About 2.5 months now, I think, or close to it.
Okay. And have you found any success within them? Has your positioning changed? Anything noticeable?
I'm supposed to be having a meeting with them tomorrow afternoon to kind of like go over everything. Because personally, I think most of my business that I've gotten has been from like word of mouth and, you know, stuff like that, as opposed to people just Googling me. So I'm really not sure right now. I'm supposed to have a meeting with them tomorrow to find out like what the stats look like and everything. Cause they're supposed to also be managing my Google page, but I don't think I'm really showing up that well
right
on Google.
Yeah, that's essentially why we're on the phone today, is because we did our own search and you weren't there. And like, just a little bit of insight, like this position was open for 61 months. And usually what happens with these top positions, that the businesses that own them or held them at one point lets them go because they just see enough success to get complacent with it. And then we're mm-hmm. something called a Google Premier Partner, which is just a super exclusive partnership. Like, literally only 6 other companies in marketing have that partnership with them. And with that, it's just a straight pipeline from them to us. And they designate us these positions. And we go and look at the area, look, do our due diligence, and find one business to fill that position. Because at that point, you have to close it out just by not our rules, but actually Google's. But with that being said, you just aren't within that, or I don't even see you for that matter on the first page when I'm doing this search for electricians in your area. And you said you've been with them for about 2.5 months?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Interesting. And would you mind me asking how much like you're paying them monthly, if you are?
Right now I'm doing like, well, it's not just the SEO, it's like $750 a month or something like that, but it kind of, they also manage my Facebook page, which is really not much. I think they just do like a couple of posts a week or something like that.
Right.
And then they also built my website, which is the biggest concern that I have, is I don't know what's going to happen if I decide like I'm going to leave from them. I don't know what's going to happen with my website.
You said $750?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I can take care of you, man. Yeah, so yeah, just hearing that, in all honesty, I mean, you should have seen at least some results from it. You should have seen at least your position to go to the first page within this 2.5 month span. You should have seen some more obvious things that were actually set up for you other than just a website and some posts on Facebook. But with that all being said, we have a platinum package that's a perfect fit for you. It's pretty much all of those things. We take care of not only just the Google side of things and listing you on the first page and top results on Google, but we also take care of Yelp, Bing, as well as Safari, and we'll make you the top results for any variation of electrician work you do, and we'll do that generally within about 45 days. On top of that, we take care of the Facebook side of things for you. We'll do some content creation in those posts, but ultimately we'll actually do advertisements for you. just because of the type of work you do in your field specifically. It's a very impersonal job and just services that you offer. So when you market yourself on Facebook beyond just those posts, when you do those advertisements, they're super effective. I mean, for two reasons. It's one that they're targeted ads. I feel like you go on Facebook and we've all been a victim of it. You say or type something around your phone and then an exact advertisement for that pops up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that and just the actual user of who's on there is a lot more receptive. And then if you have some trouble with them on the on the website side of things, if they try to like say, hey, you have to pay like such amount, no additional cost with this package. We'll actually build you out an entirely new website from the ground up. We can include your own pictures, testimonies, services, pretty much everything that you currently have on your website. We can pretty much recreate for you, no problem, at no additional cost. And then as well as with all of this, we are going to actually make it easy and at your fingertips to track your success with us. We're going to be able, of course, to show you the new jobs and leads we get for you, but even show you down to the click we're producing for you and even the location on the map that click is coming from. And you also, with this package, have a management team that will actually identify for you certain hotspots or areas you're getting a lot of traffic from and be able to program and emphasize your marketing in those specific areas just to make sure we're maximizing the amount of jobs we get you.
Oh, good.
Yes, sir. With all that being said, you are 3 years into the business, and Andrew actually did tap me to apply our newly established business rate, which is applicable to anyone under 5 years in business. We'd love to honor y'all and just help you out. And so with that actual discount today, when I apply that for this position today, it actually takes off over 60% of our normal cost. So you are looking at a month-to-month rate of only $249 a month, and that'd be fixed at that price for as long as you have us. There's no contracts. All we ask for is month-to-month payments.
$249?
Yes, sir.
Sounds insanely low, which I don't want to sound like, I mean, I guess it kind of sounds like, oh, that sounds too good to be true kind of thing, to be honest.
I mean, if you want to, like, just to check our, like, legitimacy, look us up on Google real quick. We're called Local Splash. We've been around for 20 years now, going in December, and we're Google partners, Meta partners, partners with Yahoo, partners with Apple. It's pretty much our whole bread and butter is this. I know Town Square kind of dabbles in some other fields, but this is our whole thing. And we've been doing it for a long time now. And with the partnerships we have and the resources and just experience, we are able to accomplish those lower prices in certain circumstances like this.
Yeah, that's really
and
crazy.
I went ahead and sent you just a sample website of like what we can do on that end, just so you get a good look at that of like just what we have for electricians. And I'll also send you a link to our homepage too. Give me one moment.
Yeah, I see it. You're saying for $250 a month and that price won't change, I will include, tell me what that includes one more time.
Yeah, that includes the top first page placement, not just on the first page, but at the top of on Google, Yelp, Bing, as well as Safari, the browser that all the Apple devices come with. Also with that, we take care of the Facebook for you, do any content creation you need, and of course run those advertisements and just really promote you on that end. And then also create the website for you. And then of course with this, you track all of it with the live reporting system as well as the management team that's always there for you to tailor anything you need from actual locations and who you're marketing for and what you're marketing for, even like if you wanted to make updates to your website down the road, that's available to you too.
Are there additional costs for website edits, or how does that work?
No, you actually get 30 minutes a month for free. And generally, really any edit that's aside from like total theme changes, should cover more than cover it.
Yeah, right. So 250 a month. And then, okay, so you said something about clicks. Is that have to do with like Google clicks or like pay per click, or is that, what do you mean by clicks?
Yeah, so we track our clicks. Whenever you get a hit on the internet, you'll be able to track those with at least the analytics and the things we have. And that will be available on all platforms, but the only clicks that you would have to worry about from a economic standpoint would be the ones with Facebook because of those advertisements. They do pay per click for there, but you don't have to worry about any additional fees ranging from that. We include that within the $250 a month package. You don't have any additional fees at any point or anything like that that are hidden. It's just that flat rate as long as you have us.
So that, I gotcha. Yeah, no, so that has nothing to do with, and the reason I asked is because I don't do Google ads, pay per click. So that's why I was asking. Because really I'm more of like SEO, I'm kind of focused on that than I am trying to pay for somebody to click on my ad, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And that's a majority of this. I mean, the Facebook side of things is just that paper, but it's just so effective is why we include it. Within a certain amount of field or certain fields like yourself, we love to have that within this package just because of how effective and our retention rate that we've seen. That just comes from it. So it's just included within it. But actually for the Google side and everything, yeah, that's 100% SEO. We're programming you incorrectly. We're doing everything in the back end to promote you on that. And then, of course, just expediting that with good reviews and stuff like that.
Yeah, right. I got you. Well, dude, that sounds really good. I mean, it almost sounds too good to be true. I did look up the company, and yeah, you seem legit. You've actually got good ratings. The BBB has some complaints, but I find that basically every company has that. I don't know why, but it just happens. Y'all do seem legit and a good company and been around for a long time, so I'm 100% interested. But what I have to figure out is, plus I'm paying $750, and you're telling me for $250 you're going to do basically the same thing, and it sounds like you would do a better job.
Right. Yeah.
So now let me ask you this. So let's say that I'm like, okay, I want to go with y'all. Number one, I would have to call Town Square because they just charged me on the 22nd for the third time. So that's why I say I'm roughly 2.5 months, a little less than that. So.
Gotcha.
I don't know what would happen. I don't know what's going to happen. If I call them, I'm supposed to have a meeting with them tomorrow. And I had a pretty good feeling that I was going to tell them, hey, look, this just isn't really, it's a little expensive. It's not like you're producing a lot of work. I don't really see that many results. So I was kind of leaning towards looking for someone else. You are by far the best pricing that I've heard for what you're telling me that y'all will do. So I'm super interested. Yeah. $250 a month is very reasonable. I would say even on the low side of marketing that I've had calls about.
Right.
I mean, I've had some people calling me about doing all kinds of different stuff, including web stuff, and it was $15,000 a year, crazy stuff.
Yeah, and those are those people that are just really trying to dig into your pockets and just put you on the absolute maximum. What we do, and that's why we don't do the contracts with this, is we just want to gain your trust before we go down, and we just want to really found a years-long good relationship, and then once we get to a point where you're just thriving as a business where you're at locally, that's when we can start dibbling and dabbling into the pay-per-clicks or Google guarantees, which are a little bit more the exclusive higher ticket marketing advertisements that are super effective, but at the end of the day, it require more money. And we just don't want to do that to kick everything off. We want to show you we can position you and actually put you where we're going to say and just prove to you and gain that trust at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, all that would be,
sounds good.
Yeah. All that would be due today, Justin, is that first $250. I get some information from you, and then we set up something called a client interview which is essentially just a 30-minute to 40-minute long conversation with one of our programming specialists. And they really deep dive into getting all the details that I don't get from you, as well as just a well-rounded idea of where you'd like to take this business so we can market it in the most efficient way and effective way possible to get you there and find that success. But yeah, just with that being said, what are your hours of operation looking like?
I think I have them set to 7 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
No Sundays?
No, I don't put on. I mean, I do work sometimes on Sunday, but I don't have it as me being open, as my business open.
Okay. And are you doing any emergency calls?
Not really. I mean, I do. I guess some of my SEO is geared towards, like, if somebody searches emergency, like, I would like to pop up on there, but I'm not open 24/7. Like, I'm not going out at 9 o'clock at night to go check something.
All right, just so I can share, we'll keep it at 7 a.m. to 5. And are you licensed and insured?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Heavily insured.
And, of course, we're going to market you for everything electrical you do, residential, light commercial. But within that, are there, like, any specific jobs that you want us to throw a little bit of emphasis on that are just, like, your money makers or you just enjoy doing?
Well, I mean, as far as, like, residential stuff, I would say, ceiling fans, recess lighting, eave lights, like soffit lighting. And then I do like to advertise that we do portable generator setups. We do not do whole home generators. We do the portable generator setups. One of the biggest things that I would say I want to attack is EV chargers. Tesla chargers,
yeah.
Universal chargers, just electric vehicle charging in general.
Yeah, for sure. Because looking at your area, there's a demand for it.
Oh yeah, there's tons of people doing that. And then I also do remodels and rewires. Like if you look at my existing .com, the jadeselectric.com, you can check out my website there that they build.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Services. But yeah, if you go to those services, that's kind of the general main things that we do that I went over with them. So let me ask you this though. So if I talk to them and I'm like, hey, look, I just want to cancel this. I don't know what's going to happen with the website because they keep explaining it to me and I don't understand it, but they keep saying it like, cause I own the domain, right? Like I have the .com domain.
Good.
I own that. And I also own the .biz domain, but right now it just forwards to the .com. So
perfect.
I have the .com with GoDaddy. The .biz is with another company and I don't know what's going on with it, but it took me forever. But finally they ended up just forwarding .biz to .com and got rid of the .biz website.
Okay. Cool.
So
yeah.
So right now, if you go to jadeselectric.biz, it should forward you to jadeselectric.com, and then that's my website. So if I call them and I say, okay, hey, look, it's not working out. I'm going with a different company. What happens right then? Because basically what they did was they used their platform and built the website, and then they put it on my GoDaddy domain.
Yeah,
so
they connected.
What's gonna...
Yeah, they connected to something in the back end called your DNS. Which is essentially just like a connection base to the domain. Anything that runs through a domain has to be connected through that DNS. And I'm not sure about their policies because it's a third party and I don't know exactly what their course of operations are. But at the very worst, they would take that down and just essentially the DNS would disconnect from it. Which isn't too huge of a problem, honestly, because what we're able to do is pump out generally what I've seen our websites within about 2 weeks to 3 weeks. And all we do is just, you give us something called delegate access on your GoDaddy account, which you probably did with them. It's a super easy process. It takes like 5 minutes. And then we're able to connect it for you and do everything else and get you back up and running. If they did something malicious, like just take it down immediately. Which I don't know if they'd be that proactive about, but
Well, yeah, I guess what I was wondering is, I mean, so 250, that's such a good price that I wouldn't even care to pay that today. That's not a concern, but what I'm thinking is maybe I should do it like bring y'all on and then wait to tell them to cancel until y'all are ready to put the website up, because technically I just paid them $750 on this 22nd. So
yeah.
I doubt they're going to give me anything back. I don't know how that works. I don't know if they prorated or anything like that, but if they're not going to give it back to me, then I might as well keep the website and everything going until, you know, the 22nd of next month. And then hopefully by that time, y'all could have a website built and ready to put on there, or how is that?
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to just make sure that you have everything collected and you're like just going about this in the most like cordial way possible, I think that's a great idea. If you wanted to make sure that there's no gaps in between your servicing and there's no point that like your website goes down, or at least you don't have one that's put back up immediately for you, I think that's a great idea.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds good, dude. I mean, $250 a month.
Yeah, let's get it going, man. I just need a few more details from you. What are like some cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in?
Well, I don't know if this is the easiest way to say it, but basically, I want to service Baton Rouge, Baker, Zachary, and like, you know, basically a 30-mile radius of Baton Rouge, I would say, or actually make be more like a 45-mile radius, because I would go, I would say even like Hammond, Livingston Parish,
okay,
gotcha. Jefferson Parish, West Baton Rouge Parish, East Baton Rouge Parish, and then Baker, Central, Zachary, Denton Springs, like pretty much anything surrounding Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that's about like a 40-mile radius or so.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Gotcha.
That's kind of what I have set to right now.
Yeah, I'm definitely seeing it. That's perfect. That's what I'm looking for. I'm just trying to get a rough idea for our client interviewer, so they're looking at the right area and can just really depict that with you on that interview. Perfect.
Yeah.
Justin, I have your first name. What's your last name?
Williams.
And what's a good email for you, Justin?
support@jadeelectric.com.
And what's a good billing address for you? Is it the 11025 Blackwater Road?
Yes.
Perfect. And give me one moment. I'm going to apply this discount for us. And what kind of card are we going to be using today?
Hang on a second. Let me see. I think Visa, I think. Okay, so once I pay this, though, then what are we doing?
So, yeah, immediately after you pay it, I send you our terms and conditions, which we can go through and review if you'd like, and then I just need you to sign that, and immediately we schedule that client interview either for today or later this week, whenever fits your most convenient schedule time, and pretty much right after that client interview, they get straight to work. Pretty much like within the first 2 weeks alone, they put in about 100 man hours.
So, well, I guess what I'm wondering is, obviously, if I already have a marketing team doing stuff, how is that going to work? Like, are y'all going to be interacting in some way? Or are they going to be like, hey, somebody's messing with this? Or what should I tell them, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, we'll walk you through that hand in hand. We won't leave you in the dark at any point or give you any time to be puzzled. But yeah, they'll essentially start reaching out to them on their behalf, on your behalf, anything they need to collect from them or transition over. They'll take care of a lot of that. And any access points, of course, they're going to coordinate with you because at the end of the day, you are the owner of a lot of this, even if they are managing things for you. And they'll make sure everything's transferred over. I mean, if you're looking, like you said, you have a plan, like you want to resist having your website taken down for the shortest amount of time possible, we'll definitely accommodate to that and make sure that we're not doing anything brash that's going to put that in jeopardy.
Well, yeah, so I just didn't know if I should say something to them, like, because I'm supposed to have a meeting with them tomorrow, and they're supposed to, like, go over everything. So I didn't know if I should, like, go ahead and tell them, like, hey, look, I've got another marketing team that I'm going with, or...
Yeah, and what I recommend is,
them, like, I don't know.
If we can, I just recommend us doing that client interview for later today, so that operations specialist is really going to be able to tell you exactly how to go about talking to them and kind of getting what you need from them as well as what we need from them. And I don't want to misstep and put you in the wrong step. Like, oh, go ahead and say it or go ahead and don't say it because I don't know exactly how they want to go about operations and just the transitional side of things. If you could swing it today, I think that would be great just so you have that out of the way or maybe for tomorrow before that meeting happens.
Yeah, right. I gotcha.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I should be able to do it this afternoon.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we're wide open this afternoon, like, all the way up until 6. And so I'm sure we can find a time within then that would fit you.
Gotcha. And so you're saying that, so it's $249, you said, a month, and then that does include building a website and hosting it or whatever you would call that, like putting it on my domain and everything?
Yeah, connecting it to the domain and hosting it for you. And of course, building it out to make sure that it's looking exactly what you want to.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Perfect. All right. So you said it was a visa that we're taking today?
Yes.
Great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
It is 4316-5800-3009-9610. And you said y'all don't do, like, contracts. It's just month to month.
Right, right. You'll be able, I mean, God forbid, I really don't see this happening, but you can cancel at any time.
Yeah.
No additional fees or anything
like that. Well, I'd be surprised. I mean, that's a heck of a deal. It's a great savings for me.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we're just trying to show you we can do this and get that trust, and then I think it's going to last a long time. It's going to be a great relationship.
Sounds good.
Sir, and what's the expiration date looking like on this?
5/26.
And the CV code as well, please.
949.
Thank you. And Justin, we're never going to give out your personal information, but just because of the amount of traffic we're going to have coming your way, as well as sadly just today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is pretty up there. So we want to prevent anything malicious from happening at all. So we set up something called a security question. Essentially, if you're ever puzzled about or suspicious about who's calling you, you would ask us this question and immediately we would answer it. And we have three options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
Do my mother's maiden name.
Great. And once
are you saying that, like if somebody calls me Robertson? So you're saying like if somebody calls me what, pretending to be y'all or something?
Yeah. So pretending to be us. I mean, we're gonna only call you from one phone after today, and you're gonna only contact us from one. But the hackers, especially like with automation and everything, are so crafty today that we've had certain things happen where we just want to prevent you from anything malicious from happening, as well as from your side too. It helps us out in case someone tries to do the opposite and call us up and act like you. We would just ask them the same thing. Hey, what's your mother's maiden name?
Okay. Yeah, it's actually crazy you say that though, because I did have somebody call me saying that they were from Town Square and they were like offering me this great deal for something. And then I ended up emailing Town Square. They were like, yeah, that's, it was super.
Yeah. Weird. Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely rampant. Like, I believe like since COVID, it happened right around then, is the actual like scamming on the internet surpassed the gross like amount that they're making of the world drug trade.
Cool.
It's absolutely rampant out there. Yeah. And all right, Justin, just one thing before I can complete this purchase, I have to do something called our voice verification. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. Also, it's just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that. But if at any point in what I'm saying you're confused about, please feel free to stop me, and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Awesome. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Jay's Electric LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Justin Williams, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, if you could go ahead and open up your contacts for me in your phone, I'm going to give you our phone number. It's going to be the only one we contact you from, as well as where you contact us from now on. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, like local around you, and splash like you're jumping in the water. And I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's going to be 877-635-6- 225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Got it.
Perfect. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, October 29th, in the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay, cool.
All right, processing that now. All right, Justin, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash team. I really think this is what you're looking for and just going to be that game changer that helps your business thrive. And honestly, I can't wait to see it. It honestly helps. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, there you are. You went out. Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Justin?
Can you hear me? Yeah, hello?
I can hear you. Something dropped out there. I'm sorry.
You're good. I can hear you now. I think it's because I was in a metal building.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're all good. You're paid up. I wanted to just congratulate you and welcome you on. We're all good. There's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent the terms and conditions. I just need you to sign real quick, and then we can go ahead and schedule that client interview once you get that done. It should have been sent to you as a text or an email. Either way is a great way to access it.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Awesome.
Let's see. Okay, click here, type your name, date, confirm signature. Signature. This should confirm signature, but it's not doing anything.
If you're on your phone and you're doing it long ways, try turning it sideways because sometimes it gives us issues on that long ways.
Turn sideways. Confirm signature. No, it's not doing anything when I push confirm signature. So now you can see your name, Justin Williams, so you agree electronically. Not let me click on it either. Oh, there it goes. I think it was just loading.
Okay. Let me just double check real quick. I think that should be it. Yep, all good. Let's see. What time today would be best for you to do that client interview?
Can we shoot for... Well, let's see. Let me see. Can we shoot for like 2?
Yeah, absolutely. Or actually, let's see. You said 2, that's their lunch. That's their lunch when they take
it. Oh, that's cool.
We could do 3 o'clock.
Yeah, do 3. That's cool.
All right. Let me go ahead and schedule that. And this phone number that we're on, the 225-316-6101, is a good one to contact you from?
Yes, that's my cell phone number.
Perfect. All right, Justin. Well, I have that client interview scheduled for 3 o'clock today. I will actually be on the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting the interview and get you all acquainted. Otherwise, we are good to go. Again, I want to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash team. I really think this is what you've been looking for. This is going to help you thrive and be a relationship ultimately that will last years to come.
Sounds good, man. Looking forward to it.
All right, Justin. Well, I'll speak with you here in a little while, and we'll get everything rolling.
All right, dudes. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.